Let me talk about this poll from YouGov.com. Is it safe for pro athletes to play? This is by Ganame Bruce, again, the business data journalist. Let's see. And yet another oddly produced by the Tumult of 2020, Major League Baseball will start the dog days of summer on the same time the National Hockey League playoffs begin. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the numbers. A third of Americans think it's safe for professional athletes to resume playing their respective sports. But 2 in 5, 40%, don't think it's safe for professional athletes to resume play. Once again, everything a professional, whatever sport a professional athlete engages in is not safe by definition. There's a reason they're paid the money they're paid, to assume some of the risks that you are taking when engaging in a sport that will, even when you don't have an inciting incident, takes a toll on your body. You ever look at a guy who used to be a major league pitcher when they're older, can't even move their pitching arm anymore? You ever look at an NBA player when they're in their 50s or 60s, they can hardly move due to the abuse their body has taken. But why are we talking about, like, with the teachers? What is safe? We have to make sure it's safe. It goes back to this idea, and I'm quoting this article from Quillette, "Is Safetyism Destroying a Generation?" from 2018, folks, by Matthew Lesh. Focuses on the idea of safetyism. The idea that people are weak and should be protected rather than exposed to challenges. It's the idea of safety culture. And then the article quotes, "Humans are what author and statistician Nassim Nicholas Taleb calls anti-fragile." What does that mean? We benefit from shock. We thrive and grow when exposed to volatility, randomness, disorder, and stressors. We love adventure, risk, and uncertainty. And then he writes, "Our immune systems grow stronger when exposed to a range of foods, bacteria, and even parasites." Now, anti-fragility applies to emotional health as well. Now, without a variety of life experiences, our minds don't know how to cope with day-to-day stressors. And that's safetyism. This idea of safety. You know, we don't want people to be exposed to stresses in life. We don't want people to be exposed to, I don't know, viruses. We try to keep everybody in the safety bubble. And this culture of safetyism has been bred where? On college campuses, safe spaces. And then obviously jumped into corporate culture. And then it dripped on through and moved its way into the family structure. Continuing, "When you think certain ideas are dangerous or encouraged to do so by trigger warnings and safe spaces, you will be more anxious in the long run." As is written in the article. Well, let's take that idea of trigger warnings and safe spaces, right? What's our modern day trigger warning? You're not wearing a mask. What's your safe space? I need a mask to be safe. And so safetyism is what has crippled us. Safetyism, this culture of keeping everybody safe, when you take a step back, life itself is not safe, because what's the end goal for everybody regardless? We're all going to die. Memento mori. Right? And it seems like the more we get invested in modernity, the more we try to put off, escape, get rid of what? Death? Which is impossible. We can't do it. But the idea of safetyism allowed the stay home, stay safe mantra to instantly sink into what? Half of the population, more than half, 75% of the population. It was easily instilled in all of us when we all volunteered to stay home. 15 days to slow the spread, remember? And so when you see celebrities and athletes like Drew Brees, we need football, we need sports, we need hope. But the NFL's unwillingness to follow the recommendations of their own medical experts will prevent that. If the NFL doesn't do their part to keep their players healthy, there is no football. Guess what, Drew? Doesn't really matter when a defensive end peels off the side and smokes you. Oh, but at least we were following the CDC. Boom, and you get a concussion. What's better, right? At least I don't have COVID as your arm is facing the exact opposite way. And so we've completely inverted everything. Instead of embracing challenges and risks and danger, because it makes us better. It challenges us, and we break through those challenges and we discover who we are. We've retreated. We've de-evolved as a society, if that's even a word, to the point of being all of us, being adolescents. That's what safetyism is. And that's really one of the things that's at root here in our modern Western civilization.